You're listening to the Rock On Podcast. Find us online at www.rockon.net. And now your host, Trevor Harden.
What's up, everyone? This is Trevor and the Rock On Podcast for March 19th, 2009. Nashville's The Redding Brothers are a three-piece independent rock band out to prove that rock and roll can save the world. With the acoustic guitar, a dramatic energy, and scruffy, intelligent lyrics, the band has delved into their 90s rock roots, fused them with a classic rock sensibility, and created a style of music that will make you believe. From 2007 to 2008, the band wrote, recorded, and released 53 songs, toured the Middle East from Afghanistan to Kuwait, and perfected a surround sound concert that was performed for college students from all over the U.S. They've shared the stage with Casey and the Sunshine Band, Jason Mraz, Sister Hazel, and Joan Jett, and have released two full-length albums. Their newest single, Feel, is a melancholy, self-empowering anthem, and is Rock On's featured track this week. I spent a few minutes with the Redding Brothers. Well, guys, your band tagline is Rock and Roll Can Save the World. It'd be pretty cool to hear you explore that a little bit. It's a pretty bold statement. Can you let us know your thoughts on what that means to you right now?
Well, there's a lot bound up in that, and so it can get involved kind of going into all the ways you can develop that, I think. But I think, you know, for us, what we're trying to do is create music that is, I don't know, kind of echoing something higher and a bigger ambition, a bigger lifestyle than just kind of being stuck in your own stuff and in your rut. And so we're trying to create something that that, you know, looks for self-transcendence and for going outside of that. And so that's kind of a little bit of the idea that we're getting at with that motto there. That pretty much says it all. We just want to, you know, say something to, you know, in our music that will change people's lives, basically, that they can take and mean something to them in a deeper way. But one thing that we try to do is the idea of inspiring other people to be creators and to go out and create things rather than just kind of consume the culture around them. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to inspire them to kind of be creative and transform their own world.
Mm-hmm. And listening through your music, you appear to be interested in the evolution of consciousness. And you've spoken a little bit about how you're doing that by, you know, getting people involved. Are there other musical acts or artists out there that are that inspire you guys that you feel are also in the fight of making a change, making a difference through their music?
I think there's a lot of different people for me, and I try to look maybe beyond a particular group and just kind of look at the particular moments or pieces of music they put out in which maybe they've tried to capture that, and that can change, you know, all the time, the, you know, where you experience that. But I don't know, what do you think, Josiah?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of bands like, of course, U2 has some great material out there right now.
Well, your guys' song "Feel" is the Rock On featured track this week and has some fantastic lyrics about, you know, breaking through silence and overcoming evil. What was your motivation for "Feel"?
Yeah, that was one of the songs we did as part of our songs of the week, and so over the course of a year, we wrote and released 53 songs, one song every week, one song every Saturday night at midnight for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And "Feel" was part of that. And I don't know, do you guys remember offhand what number it was? I don't remember.
Oh, wasn't it near the end?
It was getting near the end, but you know, the kind of the moment when you know, you're getting near to the completion of something, and everything's kind of everything's kind of coming to a head, and you kind of need breakthrough to an even deeper level of creativity, an even deeper level of awareness of what's going on. And that's kind of what it came out of for me. Trying to dig into that.
There is an interesting story about that song, actually, about how we recorded it for the Song of the Week. Because I actually do most of our recordings. I engineer all of it. And I was actually out of town that week, and Micah had written the song. So he actually told me how the song went, sent me the chords, and I recorded the guitar track and emailed those to him, and then he recorded the vocals over top of that himself. We kind of wrote and recorded the whole song through email, actually. So,
yeah, the song started from the first line in the song. It just came out. You know, it's how I feel when I'm hopeless. And then it just kind of built from there. It's kind of moving through these feelings of being hopeless and being stuck and all that into, you know, here's the way that I'm going to break through, and here's the way that I'm reaching through to something better.
Right. Well, as you look back on that Song a Week project, did you see any patterns emerging? Was there increasing depth in the songs as you created them? I guess just looking at the bigger picture, and as you look back over it, what would you say you learned from that process?
I think one thing you learn is that when you're actually trying to come up with something, then it's usually pretty crappy. And then when you just get an idea out of nowhere, like Feel, you know, it's just Micah heard somebody say, "It's how I feel when I'm tired," I think, or something of that nature. And, you know, one of the lines out of the song, and then the whole song developed out of that. But, you know, and that was just a stroke, you know, that just happened, you know. But, of course, some of the songs during the Song of the Week, we were, you know, crunched for time and everything. So, you know, they didn't quite turn out so well. So.
I think one thing that I saw is kind of a, you know, there's waves. And so you have this first wave where you create certain things and you're, and it's kind of the playing out of what you've kind of got inside you. And then there reaches a point in which you're just kind of tapped out and you're really scraping the bottom and you're really trying to pull something there that's not there. And when you push through that, on the other side, and there's kind of this new surge of creativity and a new kind of level of the stuff that you're creating that comes out. And so a lot of times you do have to do that. You have to push through your kind of breaking point, you know, when you're just scraping and you'll find, you know, new kind of reservoirs of creativity.
Mm-hmm. Well, lastly, guys, you did a military tour overseas. Give us a quick synopsis of that experience, including what your time there meant to both you as well as to those you played for.
You could see a lot with the people that we dealt with and interacted with. We not only were able to play for these people, but we talked to them a lot. And I actually spent, you know, a good amount of time with quite a few of them. And so it was really enlightening to be able to talk to them. And just, you know, there was one night I was just kind of outside the bunkhouses, and this guy came by and just walked up and started talking to me and talking about this, the fact that, you know, when you go back to the United States, no one can understand what it's like. You know, you just can't talk about it because no one has the experience to understand. And so for me, you know, being able to be in that moment and have a little idea of what, you know, just what he wanted to talk about and what his experience was, that was pretty profound for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was definitely, we went from, you know, places that, you know, just in extreme poverty, you know, to some basic, you know, resort places in the Gulf, you know, that were, you know,
amazing scenic, you know, views and everything of that nature. And I don't know, it was just an eye-opening trip. You met a lot of different types of people there, you know, and I don't know, I guess it was kind of a strange contrast to me to see how some people in the world live compared to other people, and you know, that they're all real. They're all, you know, they all feel and think and experience life, you know, just the same as any of us. And I don't know, it was just eye-opening that, you know, to me to see those kind of contrasts in a short period of time.
And these people aren't numbers. They're, you know, they're real-life human beings.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks so much for your music and all you're doing out there. Keep up the great work. You can find out more about the Redding Brothers, get links to their page, and even download their single Feel for free for this week only on the rockohm.net homepage. Have a great week. We'll be back next week with a new featured track and podcast. And until then, may you live a beautiful melody and inspire harmony all around you.